This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to the welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Avas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and healthcare. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
Prakruti rakshati rakshita, arthat jo prakruti ki raksha karte hain, prakruti unki raksha karti hai.
Paryavaran mein santulan ye hamari puratan parampara ka ek ahem hissa hai. Hamare yahan kaha gaya hai, yat pinde tad brahmand, yani jo pind yani jeev mein hai wahi brahmand mein hai.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative. The Prime Minister also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat, who had displayed extraordinary courage and patriotism during the 1971 India-Pakistan War. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Shatin has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning with two Mi-17 helicopters successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists to Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Satin. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of river and inundate new areas. Over 6 lakh people across 19 districts have been affected, with nearly 1,500 villages submerged. Death toll has reached 14 in rain-related incidents. In Arunachal Pradesh, continuous heavy rainfall has disrupted normal life, affecting over 33,000 people across the state. Flash floods and landslides have triggered road blockades, leaving many interior villages cut off. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in northeast India today and rainfall activity over the region over the next 7 days. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link, USBRL project during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board, Dilip Kumar said, the Chenab Bridge, which is the world's highest railway arch bridge and India's first cable-stayed rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी इस रेलखंड पर दो नई वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनों को फ्लैग ऑफ करने वाले हैं. साथ ही ये जो पूरा प्रोजेक्ट है वह राष्ट्र को डेडिकेट किया जाने वाला है, जिसमें कई कई टनल्स हैं, ब्रिजेस हैं. जो टनल्स हैं उसमें से एक टनल जो है टनल T50 की लंबाई जो है वो 13 किलोमीटर के आसपास है, जबकि जो चेनाब ब्रिज है वह अपने आप में काफी महत्वपूर्ण है. यह दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा आर्क ब्रिज है और हमारे इंजीनियरों ने इसको बनाया है, तो ये पूरे देश के लिए गर्व की बात है.
The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. The raids are being carried out in Pulwama, Kulgam, Shopian, Baramulla and Kupwara districts. The searches are being conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in the terror conspiracy case. And in French Open tennis, top seed Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus will meet Polish player and fifth seed Iga Swiatek, while unseeded Lua Bosa of France will take on Coco Gauff of US. And that is the end of this news bulletin.